We know that Connecticut leaders are really focused on our manufacturing industry and how to attract the next generation into manufacturing jobs. Well, CBIA is part of that narrative and trying to really highlight not only this industry and the jobs that are available, but some of the really neat manufacturing companies right here in our own backyard. In fact, for the third year in a row, CBIA has this online contest for the coolest thing made in Connecticut. And if you go to the CBIA website, which I'm going to link to our website, voiceofct.com, you can cast your vote for free. And they decide, much like you would in March Madness, bracket-style voting, who made the best. There are 16 candidates right now, 16 products made by Connecticut manufacturers from across the state competing in this head-to-head competition. And again, it comes back to the importance of the manufacturing industry and kind of getting that narrative right for not just the current workforce, but for the next generation of workers. Joining us now to talk more about this, very excited to have back on the show, Dustin Nord, who is CBIA Foundation Director. Dustin, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I think this contest is awesome. I know it's been 3 years now, or this is the third year rather, but I want to first go to the basics of this and some of the misconceptions people have about manufacturing, because I think that's why our state, including CBIA, has really rallied around this industry and have created things like this competition to highlight our companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I think manufacturing is a much bigger part of our economy than most people realize. Over 155,000 people work in manufacturing in the state. It's one of the biggest industries in the state, contributes over 10% of our GDP in the state every single year. And we have amazing companies that have been here for generations. You know, we have folks that are doing anything from life-saving technologies to, you know, making toothpaste, as we have in this year's competition. So we have people across the spectrum doing amazing work in manufacturing. And so being able to use a competition like The Coolest Thing Made to draw attention to those companies, get people excited about manufacturing, continue to support that industry, I think is incredibly important for our state and for our business community.
Do you think we still live in a time, Dustin, where there is that thought that if I want to get into manufacturing, that's going to be kind of a dirty, dingy, gross factory?
I still think that's a lot of it. I think that especially for young folks coming up, there's still that. I don't think people are as aware of what these things look like. You know, 75 years ago, 50 years ago, you might have known people that were working in manufacturing. Now, maybe you don't necessarily know that. You haven't seen the shop floors. But if you go there today, you see how high tech they are. They're clean. They're full of technology that requires a lot of skill. This is not just rote people moving one thing widget from one place to another. These are incredibly skilled technicians that are working on these shop floors. And it's really awesome to be able to visit some of these places to see them. And, you know, I think that's one of the favorite parts of the Coolest Thing Made is when we go and take videos of all of these different products, hear from the makers of them, because you get to see the factory floor. You get to see and hear it directly from the people that are making it, how important it is to them and how much pride they take in what it is that they do.
Again, we've got Dustin Nord here, who is the CBIA Foundation Director, and the Coolest Thing contest going on right now. And I'm going to put a link on our website. Round one actually ends today. And there's 16 products. First of all, how do you decide on the 16? Because I would think Connecticut has, I would think, so many manufacturing opportunities and so many different entities. How was it determined the 16 products picked for this year's contest?
It's always a tough process. You know, the third time around, people know about the competition. They want their product to be in there. And I think part of what we do is try to make a balanced bracket, you know, be able to see not only, you know, there's so many high tech products, there's so many, you have companies that have, you know, so many amazing products, different kinds. So part of it is whittling it down from an individual company, what they want to put out there. Then it's also being able to show things across the state. So seeing things not just from some of our aerospace, which people know really well, but going into, you know, some of our these other industries, whether that's making bicycles or whether it's making, you know, buttons like Waterbury Button does, these different types of industries across the state, bringing them in. So it's trying to create a diverse, you know, amount of different types of products that can match up against each other, as well as being able to see across the state, you know, from Arkansas all the way down to New London.
Yeah, I know there's a couple that are right here in our own backyard. Shelton was on there, Stamford and Bridgeport, actually. And, you know, and it's amazing, too, when you look at some of the products, because I've got them up here right now. They're kind of all over. And I think that's what I kind of love. I don't mean all over location wise. I mean all over the map as far as innovation. And I think that's what's really neat is that manufacturing really is, I mean, it's just such a vast opportunity for people to build and create and I think make solutions for everyday life. I mean, I don't know from CBIA's standpoint why manufacturing has grown in such popularity, but also why it's such a focus in our state specifically.
I think that there's one, I think in terms of why it's part of our state is just our history. And we've been the center of innovation in the country, this corridor for a very long time, going way back to the early, 1900s. You know, CBIA started back in the early 1900s representing manufacturers. So this is a part of our DNA, I think, in Connecticut. So why it's important here and why we care so much about it, I think it just goes back generations. And we see that in a lot of, the companies that we have even in this edition. You know, you have someone like Martin Russell, who's making kielbasa in New Britain. I think this is the fifth generation that is leading the way there. So I think that, it's in the DNA here. And I think, just continuing to highlight the many different types of things. You know, it's not just, you have companies that are making many things and not many. BD Syringe is making 2 billion syringes every single year up in Canaan, Connecticut. And then you have somebody like TI Trike, who is making, a handful of very high quality, super, in-depth bicycles, these bikes that are used by people across the country, whether they're disabled veterans, individuals who might have mobility issues. So you have these different types of needs that are being met. You have different amounts being met. And it's just a variety and diversity of experience in terms of what we make.
We are chatting with CBIA Foundation Director Dustin Nord. And right now, CBIA is doing its annual Coolest Things Made in Connecticut contest, which is free to do online. Yes, I've already done round one. I'm not telling you who I voted for. Come on now. But you can do that for free. You don't have to type your name in, your address, anything. You literally just go to the CBIA website, which I have linked to our website, voiceofct.com, and be sure to vote in every round. And then the final winner will be announced in October. Now, Dustin, I know CBIA does an annual manufacturing summit, and they usually release a report. I remember last year when we had Chris DiPentima on the show following that report for 2025, some of the things that were really highlighted was the fact that we have an aging demographic making up our workforce for manufacturing, and we really need to pull the next generation of workers. We really need to attract younger workers. And part of that is kind of a pipeline, creating sort of this education opportunity, leading middle and high schoolers into the manufacturing industry and just at least introducing them better. How do contests like these also help in that regard? I think when people can put a face to where they could be going or what companies they could be working with or what products they could be making in their own backyard, I think that makes a difference.
Absolutely. I think when we think about where manufacturing is, that workforce element is a huge piece of this. We do have that aging workforce, still a challenge. You know, this year we're continuing to see that challenge manifest in our economy. So trying to get people into this space, where you have over 8,000 job openings currently, is really important to continuing the vibrancy of the sector. And I think with something like the Coolest Thing Made, I think where the hope is that you can be able to see inside these factories, inside these companies, hear it directly from the people that work there that make these things, and hopefully be inspired to understand better what it means to go into manufacturing. I think about somebody like Waterbury Button, who they're making the button on Santa Claus's outfit, but that's partly designed by, that was a contest of the employees that were there actually designing what these things are. So when you have a lot of these small and even some of the larger companies, there's a lot of employee buy-in in the manufacturing space because it relies on the skill and the abilities of those folks. The owners know it, the managers know it, and they incorporate those folks into the design and production process as much as they can. It's a really cool opportunity for them to see their products out there making a difference in the world.
Dustin, what does this do for the companies? Unless you're really I've got to be honest with you, Dustin, and obviously my listeners know I'm like this. I'm very transparent. I don't pretend to be anything more than what I am. I was going through, I did not even realize, you know, any of these products were actually made here in Connecticut until I got a press release specifically from, I got a lot of connections to Bridgeport. So I had learned about the Calzone Go Live workstation, the Calzone Case Company. And I mean, I was born and raised right on the Bridgeport line. So I feel like I should have at least known about this company. I did not, admittedly so. Didn't know they made these things. And then as I started to look at all the products, I was like, holy cow. I did not realize Connecticut was home to so much innovation. Like, I, you know, on the surface, right? We know the big names, the Sikorskis, the Pratt and Whitney's of the world. Like, you know, so we know. But then you look at all these really neat products, like the Santa Claus buttons you mentioned before. Had no idea. I mean, it's just really fascinating to me that if you didn't have contests like this, honestly, how many times we overlook what is literally happening in our own backyard. What does this kind of competition do for these companies?
I think it's a big deal for these companies, especially to your point. We don't always know about a lot of these companies. You know, it's amazing how if you just drive right off the highway, wherever you are in Connecticut, and you throw a rock, you'll hit a big company. You'll hit a company making some cutting edge technology, almost guaranteed. They're everywhere. But the challenges that they're kind of spread out, and they keep to themselves. They do their work. They put their heads down. They get a lot of things done. This is a chance for them to get their name out there, for people to understand what they do, and hopefully for people to, again, be inspired about the work that we do here in Connecticut. You know, we're not just building things for helicopters and submarines. We're also building, you know, items for satellites, whether it's the Lee Company and their solenoid valve, or RBC, right? So we have people that are putting things into space every single day. So you wouldn't necessarily know those companies if it wasn't for this is an opportunity for these parts of these bigger machines that, you know, these are mission critical pieces. You know, they don't necessarily get their name on the side of the rocket, but they're part of what makes that thing work. So this is a chance for them to put their name out there and put that product out there that they're very proud of, that maybe doesn't get the highlight that it maybe should more broadly.
And so, as I mentioned, if you want to learn more about these products, these companies, and certainly weigh in and vote, you should. I put a link on our website, voiceofct.com. And Dustin, I love that it doesn't even just go to that extent. It continues on. So regardless of who wins this contest, which, again, we'll know the winner on October 1st, you guys then create an exhibit for the Connecticut Science Center that highlights all 16 products, correct, in December?
Yep. So in December, we'll have an exhibit at the Connecticut Science Center. So we've had that the last 2 years, highlighting all of the different products. You know, there will be samples there, you know, of these different things. And yeah, it's a great chance that for folks that are in the area to stop in, be able to look at and be able to get a firsthand sight of what some of these things look like. And I think it's a really cool opportunity to partner with also what is a great, you know, Connecticut institution that is the Connecticut Science Center. So it's also making that connection between science and innovation and manufacturing, which I think is not just about putting things together. It's also about inventing new things and creating new amazing technology in the world. So it's it's a great partnership.
Yeah, certainly. Well, Dustin Nord, I want to thank you so much for what you do at CBIA. Thank you for talking about this. And for you at home, I have put a link on our website, voicesct.com. I attached it to Dustin's podcast, which will go up at the end of the show. If you want to vote, it is free. Highly recommended, bar anything, just to learn about some of the products being made in our own backyard. Dustin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And again, they will announce the winner on October 1st, and then there will be an exhibit that's put up at the Connecticut Science Center where you could see all 16 products highlighted in this exhibit, which I think is really cool. Again, for the third annual Coolest Thing contest going on exclusively with CBIA, we have a link for more information on our website, voiceofct.com.